figure no one's using this theme anymore. So. Certainly isn't going to kill anybody if we use it.
Woo! Woo-hoo!
Well, hello, good morning, everybody, buddy. Welcome. It is the Morning Disaster. I am Ray Lytle, along with Nikki. Hello, Nikki. I said, hello, Nikki. Oh, we just got started. Please don't tell me she can't hear me. Hello, Nikki. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you serious? Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Now you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. Thank God. All right, so I think we're just going to go like this, all right?
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, about as good as I could always with this weird delay.
Okay. Just no music. Don't fiddle. So it's when we, any of that.
So when I play music is when it's messed up?
As soon as you started that music, I lost you.
Oh, I was trying to play an intro.
Mm-hmm.
So much for the intro. Great. Oh, wonderful. Oh, well. Hey, good morning, everybody. We are live, morningdisaster.net. Well, what do you do?
We're definitely live.
Oh, yeah. We're live as shit. my God. Oh, well.
Or we're very, very good actors.
I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the fuck's happening. Who knows? I am clueless as to what's going on.
You back up and tell the people that weren't listening last Wednesday what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you asked. We were doing the show. No, how did it go down? Oh, I was doing the show on Wednesday.
As I was out really bad COPD.
Yeah. Nikki had the shits or something.
COPD.
Oh, that's not the shits?
No, it's not. Which I'm still suffering from, but not as bad.
Hmm.
So if you hear me coughing, that's what it is.
Oh, I heard you eating earlier. Your toast.
Eating my toast.
Nikki's like, I can't hear you. This toast is so good. I'm like, Nikki, I can't hear you. I don't know why you can't hear me. And it's just, I'm like, it sounds like you're eating. Oh, well, I'm eating toast. That's my conversation with Nikki earlier. Oh, well, I'm eating toast. There's certainly nothing wrong with that, which is fine, you know. But
it's not like we were on the air or anything.
I ask her, I go, are you eating? She goes, no. And I go, well, you sound.
I didn't hear that.
I go, well, you sound weird. And she goes, well, I'm eating toast.
I didn't hear the, are you eating? I didn't hear that.
See, because I thought like you were saying that somehow eating toast doesn't count as eating, you know.
No, I didn't hear you even say, are you eating toast? Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Okay. No, I didn't say if you were eating toast. I said, are you eating?
No, I didn't even hear that part.
Well, I'm eating toast.
I would have said, yes, I'm eating toast.
Sound like you were going, well, of course, toast isn't food.
No, toast is breakfast.
Oh, man.
It's better than nothing.
So anyway, I was on the air Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just getting started. And I had this great rap about, I did a whole thing on Trump. And I started talking about, I don't know, old days. Good times I remember. But I started talking about old days, and then I brought up Rage. Anybody who remembers Rage, he was a treat. And so I started playing some classic Rage stuff. It was really funny. I mean, I forgot how funny some of the stuff with him was. And so I did that, and then sure enough, in the middle of a Rage bit. Okay. Are you coughing? No. Oh, well, I didn't know. I was coughing. Oh.
That was a sneeze.
No, I was sneezing. Yeah, so so I play on the Rage bit, and even the computer hates it. And sure enough, it just craps out. And, I mean, it went. There was nothing I could do, and I'm like, oh, well.
Was there smoke?
No, it wasn't smoke. It just stopped.
Because when ours went the other day, last Friday, there was smoke.
Well, you blew a power supply, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, my power supply is awesome. I could have taken the power supply off that computer and used it anywhere. What happened, I'm not even sure what happened. All I know is it just stopped, all right? And it died, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to restart it for whatever reason. That was odd, you know.
Right.
And then I went to restart it, and it just wouldn't restart, you know. It was just cycling and cycling and cycling and nothing. And I was like, oh, my God, this isn't good. So I tried to restart it, like, 7 more times, and I unplugged it, and I tried to do everything. Just wouldn't work.
Right.
So eventually,
fatal error.
Yeah, I'm like, it just won't. Something's gone bad in it, you know.
Yeah.
And like I was telling you earlier, I think it was off the air. You know, it was. I always put these XP machines together.
Mm-hmm.
Because Windows XP was the best for audio. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Windows, you know, Vista and 7, 8, 10, all the. They make it so fucking hard for anyone to do audio, you know.
Yeah.
And right now, I'm dealing with a latency issue. So whatever I say, like I'll be talking.
Yeah.
And I don't hear it till half a second after I say it.
Which has got to be a pain in the ass.
So if I sound weird, that's why. Because, you know, I don't even know myself if it's going through or not.
It is.
Yeah. So it's just all, it's all kinds of screwed up. But as long as we can do a show and people can hear us. And, of course, I got to be honest. I don't know if anyone can freaking hear us. I really don't.
Can you take phone calls?
I should be able to. 217-814-0332 if someone could give us a call and let us know if they can hear us or not. It would be nice.
Or send you a message.
Yeah. Kill you fuckers to check in. Fuckers. Now I can't find the...
All you Weisenheimers all the any other time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we were not wanting them to bother us, they'd be all over Facebook.
Right.
Talking, sending messages, replying to things. Making fun of my spelling or... You know, if it was a way to make fun of us, they'd be all over it, you know.
Right. Now we need some input, and they're
gone.
Snoozing.
Fuckers. Of course, I guess I should have been putting on the page that, hey, we're live, you know.
Yeah, that would help.
To let people know.
That there's a show going on.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, man. I don't even know. And the cord I have this one cord that...
You have a corn.
A cord. Not corn.
Porn.
No, I don't have porn. I mean...
Polo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've got porn, but I don't... I said cord. C-O-R-D. Cord. And I have this cord that what I do is I plug it into... the phone, and that's how I do the Facebook Live thing, you know. I can't find it. I last night when I was moving stuff around,
right,
I did
you
something
lost
with the
it.
Cord. Yeah, I don't know where the fuck I put it. So. Who knows? My cats were in here.
A catheter?
No, my cats were in here. No, why would I say catheter?
I don't know.
There's absolutely no reason for me to ever say catheter.
That's why I said it. I was like, what?
Oh, my God. Catheter. Why would you say catheter? Hold on. I'm eating toast.
Uh,
it's so funny. It's just going to be, I can tell, it's going to be one of those weeks. I really can. Oh, my God. You know, that little cord was so expensive, too. It really was.
I'm sure it's still there. It didn't get up and walk away.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know where it is. It was right here last night. Must have been stolen. I don't know if that was super loud.
Maybe the cat took off with it.
I don't know. But my cat woke up early today. My wife gets up for work like at 6 something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to sleep in till around 8, you know.
Right.
And the cat, while my wife was getting ready, the cat for some reason decides, oh, that fat guy should be up. So, of course, jumps on me. Horrible.
My cat did that to me Friday. I was sleeping in.
Oh,
and it was like 9 o'clock. And I hadn't gotten up at 8. She was jumped on my chest and was kneading on me.
While you're sleeping.
While I'm sleeping. And I woke up and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, meow.
Yeah, I mean, I love my pets. I really do. I love pets.
There's a fine line there. When it comes to me trying to get some sleep because I don't feel good.
Yeah, there's a time when you just want to throw those little fuckers across the room. I mean, you really do. Even though you love them. You
know. I love her, but I shoved her off of me.
I get kind of Ike Turner.
And she just kind of looked at me like all hurt.
I love you, Tina, but I got to slap you for your own good. Oh, man. Oh, well. Yeah, so I've been, you know what? I've been so bogged down in the Olympics. Oh, I can't get enough of the Olympics. Love those Olympics, Nikki.
Yeah, I haven't been around to watch them.
Oh, so good. It gets worse now because the swimming is so good.
Yeah.
Now the swimming's over, you know.
So what's next?
The track and field is going now. Just got going this weekend.
Oh.
And the gymnastics are over, you know.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed all the good stuff.
Yeah, I know. You missed the swimming and gymnastics. Now it's just a bunch of people who are faster than, you know, than we will ever be.
Faster than anybody needs to be.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to run like that.
Right? I mean, you know, good Lord, we have cars.
Right. We've got scooters.
No, but it truly is. I mean, it's a testament to the human body, you know, how fast Usain Bolt can run. I mean, that's just not normal. You know.
Right.
But now he's ran, so it's like, oh, well, now what? You know. Oh, well.
And the woman ran. She's the fastest woman in the world.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else I love? The beach volleyball.
Yeah, I watched the first round of that against China.
The Kerry Walsh Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
April Ross.
Yes.
I know their names, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, but I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed watching them. They've been very entertaining. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But now I don't even know what's left, you know. Like, I don't know. Like, the diving, I tried to watch the diving. I couldn't get into it because the pool was green.
Because didn't they pour hydrogen peroxide into it or something?
Who knows I don't know what they did. All I know is it turned, you know, dark piss green. That's what I know.
Ryan Lochte or whatever his name is, the swimmer.
Yeah, he got robbed. Yeah.
With 4 other swimmers. At gunpoint.
And they were out celebrating their medal and got robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some of the messages that we've gotten in the last few minutes. Okay, Ray, I have you on the TuneIn app. I'm driving down the interstate. I hope this fucker, as you called me, doesn't get a ticket for texting. Oh, well, all right, thank you. Forgive me for calling you all fuckers. I guess suddenly I have to have, I have to be polite all of a sudden. Yeah. P-double says he hears us. Another one is like, you're a fucker too. All right. Well, good Lord, I'm sorry for calling you fuckers. I didn't realize you're all going to get all bent out of shape.
Some people are a little sensitive on this Monday morning.
I mean, good God. It's. I mean, for me, it's. I'm saying it lovingly. I mean, you know.
All your pussies hurt. Get over it.
Yeah. Sorry, your puss is hurt.
I say that with love.
Yeah. We call you pussies with the most love we can put behind it, you know.
Every time you say that, my cummer's stuck, and every time that I have to go to the doctor, I have the shits.
I am notorious for every time you're sick, I think, you've got the shits.
Yeah.
That was always Marvin's line about your cummer.
Uh-huh. The cummer's being stuck.
Last night, I played some classic shows from last year at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Marvin was so on fire, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on with him, right?
I don't know either. Yeah, I talked to him a little bit ago.
Is he mad at me? I don't even know why he's mad at me. Or if he's mad at me.
I don't even know anymore.
I don't know if he's mad or not. Or I know I'll reach out to him.
I got banned from him and then found out it wasn't him that banned me. And I got unbanned. And
yeah. Something happened. He was dating a girl. And something happened there.
Yeah.
And then, like, they break up. And then she sends me a text, okay?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, a Facebook message saying that she's, I don't even know. Like, she goes, Marvin broke up with me. I don't even know why. So I don't know what happened there. You know, Marvin gets
he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah, and he gets a lot of women. I mean, he always has. So, if he, you know.
I told him I support him no matter what he chooses.
That's what I said. So his ex-girlfriend sends me a message, right? And I say, listen, she goes, oh, I'm a comedian and I need a slot on a show and all this stuff. And I'm like,
whatever.
I go, that's not my problem. I go, I'm
going to. Marvin's friend.
I said, I'm Marvin's friend. Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I support Marvin in this. And then she comes back. She goes, well, he don't even like you. He hates you. And I'm like,
oh, well.
I'm like, what? I'm like, I said, he hates me?
I don't think he hates
you. But I didn't want to engage, you know. So I just didn't answer back. But you know, it was crazy though.
Yeah.
She was telling me he hates me. So now I'm like, I haven't been told that he hates me. I haven't even talked to him. I leave him messages from time to time. Like
yeah.
Through text, you know.
Right.
Like I'll send him a text every once in a while. And he never replies back, though, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
God damn, boy, he's a funny son of a bitch, though, I'll tell you that.
Miss him.
I was playing those old shows. Oh, my God. Right before we went on today, it was a classic show where he talked about the scandal of Aunt Beulah trying to pass off somebody else's deviled eggs.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Good stuff.
By the way, I just got a great message from Craig McFarlane who tells me, he goes, hey, man, you should make sure to mention your Patreon crowdfunding page before you start calling everyone fuckers.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, I guess I should do that. I say it lovingly, though. I swear there's no malice behind me calling you fuckers. There really isn't.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. All right, so let me get to the Patreon page. Yeah, I put up a page. If you go to Morning Disaster, or a Facebook page. I haven't put it on morningdisaster.net yet. I will. But if you go to the Morning Disaster Facebook page, you'll see a link for you to give money to us through Patreon, all right? Because it's our yearly, our big payment is due tomorrow.
I thought it was due today.
No, it's due on the 16th.
Okay.
Which is tomorrow.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, I know. So, I need to get money to pay the goddamn thing. They're going to shut us down. But I'm pretty sure they're going to give us, like, I think they give us to the end of the month. I hope, you know.
You what?
I said, I think they'll really give us to the end of the month. You know what I mean?
No, because you were, like, moving your mic or something.
Oh, I said, I think they'll really give us until the end of the month.
I hope so.
Like they're saying, you know, we got to have it done by 16th. But I think what
it's like going to the mob boss. Please, please.
Well, it's like, I don't think he's really going to break our fingers until the end of the month, you know. That's what I'm saying, you know.
Right.
So, I'm hoping so, but either way, I'll borrow the money and then hope to pay it back or whatever. I got to do something because I got to keep doing the show. Love the show. And this thing, this big payment happens once a year. Everything else is just a monthly payment. It's almost like owning a house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a house, you know, like you have a monthly nut you got to pay, you know, a monthly bill.
Right.
And then, you know, every like throughout the summer is when it would happen with me. But you get this, you get your taxes due.
Uh-huh.
You know? And you got to pay your taxes. And, you know, the taxes are expensive as hell, you know.
Right.
But you only got to pay them once a year, or actually two payments. You know, I'd pay them in, I don't know, I think it was July and September where I'd just write a big check out, you know?
Yeah.
And, which sucked, you know. It was an expense I was not counting on, but still, I would gladly pay it, you know. And then all I had to do was pay my mortgage every month, which wasn't that bad, you know. So, it's kind of like how we're set up. Which I know is a bad way to set up, but hey, you know. Whatever. But still, you know.
In the future, you need to get that fixed.
Well, in the future, what I need to do is I'll escrow it, you know, to where every month I'll pay a little bit so I don't have this huge payment every August, you know. But, you know, we're not there yet. I got to have money coming in.
That's what I'm saying, in the future.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Nikki.
Yeah, Ray.
Nikki. Yusufan, you blew my mind, Nikki. It ain't Nikki.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm trying to get the Facebook Live up, you know.
Oh, you didn't have the cord because the cat took it.
I found the cord, and that's why I'm trying to hook it up.
That's what all that flipping around is.
Oh, I can't get a good angle because I'm so fucking fat, you know?
Oh, come on.
Jesus, it's horrible.
Let's not start with that business
fat
again.
Fat as a house. I really am. Nikki, I'm fat.
Figure
as
you
a
would have lost weight after all that starving
house.
You did the other night.
Well, I would think. Oh, I'm just fatter than ever. I'm so fat. All right. Try so I can set this up. Let's see, hold on. So I'm going to run the live feed on the Morning Disaster page. So hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of my personal page. All right. Woohoo! Woohoo! Let's see how that looks.
Oh, that's nice. We're supposed to have about 2 inches of rain, give or take, this afternoon.
Expecting 2 inches, eh? It's kind of like my wife.
Isn't that what we had the other day when it flooded?
I think it was. It's a lot.
I mean, we had over 5 inches.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, they're predicting only two. You know? See, now I know what my wife feels like when she's, you know, getting the big two. The big, sometimes it's three. Big
2 inch, give or take.
Yeah. Yeah, I give her. She's expecting 2 inches. Sometimes it hits the three.
Big 2 inch.
She gets a woo, woo, you know.
A little tickle.
It's a bit of a surprise. All right, I'm going to try to go live. See if we can do this.
Being so daring.
Yeah. Well, what we're trying to do is go live with the Morning Disaster page feed. So, anyway, I think I can see myself. I think it's working. And Nikki, everyone can hear you as well. So,
yay.
The weird thing is, people are now going to see my voice, or they're going to see my lips moving, and they'll hear the voice how it's coming through, and they'll be able to tell the weird sort of delay,
right?
That I'm going through, you know, when I talk. It's very weird. And it's not a major delay, but it's a little one, and it's in my ear. And I think more than likely it'll slowly make me crazy, you know. You know. That's what I'm thinking. So anyway, if you're listening, go to the Morning Disaster page, the Facebook page, and click on, you know, the live. I look so fat, Nikki. I mean, I'm...
Oh, stop it.
I'm fat as a hoose. But I just wanted to, you know, to get this out there and let people watch it, so... It's live Morning Disaster. All right, see if we can get some viewers here.
It's working again.
Yeah, we're back up. Thank God. Oh, my goodness. Nikki.
I know I'm going to sneeze again.
So, let's see. So, last Wednesday, I'm doing the show. I'm playing a classic Rage bit. Even the computer didn't know who the hell Rage was. And so, it blew up. Yeah, just in the middle, it blew up. And
it's Rage's fault.
Yeah, of course it's Rage's fault. No, but I was doing a good show, you know. Then it blows up in the middle, and it just wouldn't turn back on. And I just could not, and I'm like, I'm sitting here alone because Nikki was gone.
God forbid I can't breathe.
She had the shits or whatever. What is that?
COPD.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Oh, okay. Her made up disease. Yeah, so she was gone, and I did the show, you know, solo, which is fine. I've done that way before. I'd rather do it with someone, but and these lazy listeners, you know, none of them will call in and co-host or anything, except for like the ones
now
you don't
lazy.
Want. Yeah, well, you know, it's like the one listener you don't want, you know, that's the one who will call in.
Yeah, Ray,
give me a good annoying name.
A good listener name?
Yeah, just some made up. I'm going to create some.
Ferdinand.
Yeah, Ray, Ferdinand here. Listen, I'm just calling to tell you that, could you answer a little bit for me? What is your favorite insect?
I'd be like, what?
Your favorite insect, Ray. Is it a spider?
No.
Is it a cockroach?
No, I think it's kind of cool. It's got cock in it, but...
Is it, like the cock?
An ant?
Oh, my God. This is the worst call ever. What did I do to deserve this?
Is it a caterpillar?
No. It's I'm not sure what you're getting at.
Is it a praying mantis?
That'd be my luck. You know, that'd be the guy calling in. Oh, man. So, yeah, that'd be how it was. You know.
You're cutting out.
Oh, I was cutting out, sorry. Yeah. So, I don't know. So in other words, so that was it was dead. All right. And then I was like, oh man, I had it set. I had it set perfectly. You know, like I knew 100% how I wanted to.
You're cutting out.
How is it cutting out? I did nothing different. I didn't do anything different. Oh my god. This is going to be brutal to do this. Fuck you, Windows. Fuck you, Windows 10. So annoying.
I heard that.
Fucking Windows. I'm an entertainer, not a fucking sound engineer. It's a pain in the ass. Now, every day this week that I'm not broadcasting, I'm going to be dealing with this mess. You know, trying to get this thing working properly. I get so annoyed. You know, I really am easily annoyed. I think I hide it well. Maybe I don't hide it that well, but what do I do?
What did you do?
I didn't do it. I don't know. I didn't do anything. I was just doing the regular.
Computer. It's the computer.
It's got to be because it's not me. I didn't touch anything. All I did was I grabbed the machine that, you know, makes it sound like I'm taking a call.
Right. Yeah, Ray, I just want to say that I'm very angry that you called us fuckers.
You know, that's all I did. I don't know how that could ruin anything.
I don't know.
Damn it. So, I mean, I just want to point out to people, this is what I'm going through, okay? This is what I'm going through right now. I have audio coming back in my ears that is like a fraction of more than a fraction of a second. But it's coming back at me, but it's a slight delay. Like when I say something, it doesn't go back to my ears until right after. Boom. Right there. So I say, hey, hey. So that's how it is. And if you're watching the Facebook Live video, you're going to see what I'm talking about because you'll see my lips moving and then you'll know when you hear the sound. That's what I hear in my ears while I'm doing this. I didn't get that before. There was no delay. Zero delay with the old machine, which I put together, the Windows XP machine.
If they're listening and they're hearing you chopped up, they need to let us know.
Of course. Yeah. It sucks. Oh, my God. I wish that Windows was a person, you know, like a neighbor. So I'd walk over and take a shit on their front lawn. That's what kind of mood I'm in today. Oh, my God. I know it sounds good, and I know, you know, but for me, there's a slight delay that's kind of, it's weird. Because I hear myself talk, but then I hear the delay, you know, which drives me crazy. You guys wouldn't hear the delay. You just hear the regular voice. But there is a tenth of a second or eighth of a second difference. So it throws me off sometimes. And then Nikki and I are doing the show this morning, and then every once in a while it just, you know, Nikki can't hear it. It's like we're doing fine. Then she goes, I can't hear.
All I hear is choppiness.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Somebody's saying, Ray, it might be something on Nikki's end. I didn't hear you cut out when Nikki said you had cut out. So maybe it is something on Nikki's end.
Then why do I hear you fine 1 minute and the next minute not?
I don't know. Who knows?
And all my other audio is fine.
Yeah. No, you sound great on my end. I think you sound better than you usually do.
Because I'm not listening to you through headphones. I'm listening to you through speakers. And the speakers play everything else on the computer fine.
Really? Oh, so you're not even using headphones?
No.
That sounds pretty good for you not using headphones.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well. Yeah. And usually I listen... Or usually I play the Facebook Live video on my personal page. And this is the first time I've ever done it on the Morning Disaster page. So it'll take a while for people to figure it out. I shared it now on my regular page, which is nice, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well. So I'll get used to it, I guess. Or I'll fix it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's people out there that know how to fix it, right? They know how.
Right.
Now, I know plenty of people that have Windows 10 studios, but those sons of bitches, they don't want to share it. They're hoarding it. Sound hoarders, sons of bitches. You know, there's probably a club, you know. Like Sound Engineers Club. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know how it works. Nate, don't tell Ray Lytle. Don't tell him. We don't want to let him in the club. The guy's sound engineer sitting at home with the phone ringing, you know. Hello?
Hey, man, it's me. Listen, I heard Lytle wants to find out the secret to not having latency.
He does?
Yeah, don't tell that guy anything. Uh-uh. He's not cool. He can't be in our club.
Well, that seems weird that we're, not letting him in.
Well, I don't like the cut of his jib. So let's admonish him for that, and let's keep him out of the club.
That's what's going on. Convinced. They probably know the answer, and they're like, it's probably like one button, you know? But nobody wants to tell me what the button is.
Right.
Fuckers. I probably should have put a not safe for work label up on this.
Yeah, because you've been like,
I'm pretty angry today. I really am. Oh, well.
You did it on Facebook.
I know. Usually when I'm on Facebook, I try not to swear that much, but I'm just so angry today. I'm an angry person.
You worked on it all night.
I know, but
Did you get any sleep?
No, well, I slept for a couple hours, you know. But you're right, I worked all night. Actually, I worked all day.
Yeah, you did.
Like, I got up yesterday, I ate breakfast, all right? And then I immediately started working on it. And I worked on it until dinner. And then after dinner, I came back in and worked on it some more. By the way, last night, like, I hardly watched any TV yesterday, right? It was time for dinner, so I said, hey, let's eat in the living room, because I wanted to watch the Cub game. Because I hadn't watched the whole game. The Cubs were winning like 3-1 or something. I can't remember the score. Whatever the score was, Cubs are winning. I go in, I sit down to dinner, and I start to eat. Next thing you know, the Cardinals explode for like, you know, I don't even know how many runs they got. But I was like, you know, as soon as I sat down, it was nice, and now they scored like 8 runs in one inning. It was crazy. So the one thing I did watch, my Cubs got the hell beat out of them. And then I switched over to the Olympics, and I, there was something cool. Oh, I watched a couple of Olympic events that were cool. Or no, I know, my daughter was watching the gymnastics, okay. So then I got up, and the TV was on in the next room, so I kept the door open. And the beach volleyball was on. Beach volleyball was on when I was, when I had it on. I didn't have any sound on, you know, which is good because I don't want to hear Ryan Seacrest anyway. And, you know, so I was watching that while I was working. But I worked on this computer all night. And then at like, what time was it? Like 1 o'clock last night when we did the test?
Yeah.
So 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning, Nikki and I jump on and we do this test so people can hear it, right?
Yeah, that was a mess.
Yeah. And so Nikki goes, well, I'm going to bed. I got to eat toast. And then I say, well, I'm going to stay up and fix this thing, you know. And it obviously didn't get fixed. So, I do have everything seems to be working properly, except the slight delay that I have, you know. And which is, I guess I'm getting used to.
Choppiness, which yeah. I'm trying to just live through.
Yeah, and Nikki's got choppiness on her end. And like I said, I know there are sound engineers who know how to do this, and they just don't want to tell me. Sons of bitches. I'm on to you.
And if I'm the only one hearing it, then it's through Skype.
But yeah, you always hear me through Skype, though.
What I'm saying is, if I'm the only one hearing you choppy, then it's through Skype.
Yeah, yeah. The problem is Skype, yeah. Because everybody else hears you fine.
Right.
All of the listeners that are listening, whether they're listening on TuneIn Radio.
But I was hearing completely fine earlier.
Right. Or if they're listening on morningdisaster.net on the desktop thing, app, or,
mm-hmm.
or no matter what, you know. A P double says there's no fatties in the sound engineers club. That's what it is. They're sizest.
They're sizest.
What?
The sound engineers. They're sizest.
I gotta go read what he said because I don't understand you.
No, they are sizest. They don't like fat people.
Who are?
The sound engineers.
Oh.
We don't want Ray in the club. He's a fatty. We don't want him.
Yeah. Oh, well. Corey says that at the end of the show today, people should download the podcast and count how many, count how many times I said the F word. Said you should count the F-bombs that were dropped.
It's a drinking game.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the other thing that's my hair is making me crazy. I wish I wouldn't have put the show live on Facebook because I washed my hair and I didn't put anything in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Usually I put, you know, crap in my hair. You know, mm-hmm. Not literal crap, but, you know, like stuff that makes it look good, you know. And so I washed my hair and I didn't. And now my hair, it's literally feathered, you know. It looks like if I had a bad mustache, then I'd look like a 1970s porn star, you know.
Yeah, floofy hair.
With a much smaller penis. Hey, how you doing? Let's have sex. Hey, pizza delivery. Pizza delivery for you three ladies. Oh, yeah. Oh, who wants some unsliced pepperoni?
Yeah.
Of course, it was the 1970s, so it'd be like, all right, you ladies are naked, and I see a lot of bush down there, but I'm really not sure where I'm supposed to put this thing.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I wasn't getting any in the 70s, all right, but I was getting some in the 80s. And I was coming into the end of the gigantic bush era, you know.
The au naturel.
Yeah, and these women that looked like they had afros down in the Punani region. I'm telling you, it was horrible. Thank God that went away, you know. You couldn't see anything. You know, now they trim themselves. Thank God. Oh, and the worst, when I first started, you know.
Yeah.
When I first started doing anything, it was, and you know what I mean, oral stuff.
It's just as bad for guys.
Well, listen, that's
for
guys.
You're going down and you get a hair
well,
stuck
I've never
throat.
Gone down on a guy. But I'm telling you,
I'm informing you.
Well, it's like I'd go out with someone. We'd end up in the back of the Oldsmobile or whatever I was driving at the time or whatever they were driving.
The Crown Vic.
Yeah, like the girls would drive stuff too, you know. And so I'd go there, and the rest of the night it's like.
Yeah.
there's nothing more romantic than going, and then like you drop a girl off.
Smell, you're like,
yeah, like, you know, I'd be seeing somebody, and then they're like, well, if we're going to keep this up, you're going to have to date me. All right, well, I'll go by your house and pick you up, you know?
Yep.
And then I go by their house and charm their parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can be charming when I need to, you know? I think I still can be charming, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I'm charming. And the parents are like, oh, he seems like a really nice kid, you know? He's a little fat, a little chubby, but he's a good kid. And then at the end of the night, like, I'd take their daughter home, and I would, you know, make sure, like, I'd make sure to clean my face, you know.
And be all red.
It would be red, I think, now that I, well, not on me, because I'm, you know, I got brown skin, but, like, the, I do remember the women, like, you know, it's like, oh, crap, you better put some lipstick on or something. I'm trying to hide that. But I even wash my face because I'm like, you know, I don't want any kind of hint of any scent, you know. Not that there's any scent. I mean, I was very fortunate. Like, I only dated girls who were very clean, you know. That would quickly end any relationship for me. I don't want any funk coming on, you know. No funk shall come between me and my relationships. So, So I would, you know, I'd wash my face. I'd make sure I look good when I dropped the girl off, right, at the end of the night.
Right.
And so I'd walk in, and then their parents would, you know, well, how was the evening? I said, oh, yeah, movie was good. You know, most of the, we never went to the movies. And if we did go to the movies, we'd go to Litchfield to the drive-in, and we wouldn't watch the movie, you know. But everything would be good, and then I'd make the mistake while talking. I'd go, yeah, you know, it was really nice. We didn't do much. and the dad's looking at me. Just, you son of a bitch. Like, he knew. He knew what was going on.
Right.
Oh, my God. That fat son of a bitch gave my daughter the business. And then, you know, and I'm going, and I realize, and I go, oh, like, now I was like, oh my God, he just figured it out. He knows what's going on.
Right.
And our eyes meet, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to get out of here. I'll, you know, I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye. Because I just knew that it's like, oh my God, he figured it out. He knows I was giving his daughter the business.
Yep.
And then, you know, I call like on Monday, like a decent person, and the girl would go, I'm not allowed to see you anymore. And I go, is it the Mexican thing? Is it the Mexican thing? No, it's not the Mexican thing. My parents just didn't care for you. I'm like, oh, well, they, you know, they seem to like me. Yeah, until you started coughing out my pubic hair, you know. That's what happened. So then girls started shaving, you know, so you weren't caught. You weren't busted as much.
Right.
Thank God. Because, you know, you back in the day, that was like a surefire way to get busted. So, you know, I thank God that on several reasons. Well, now I don't because my daughter, you know, oh, my God. She'll be turning 15 in November. And, you know, it won't be long, you know. Like, I think she'll probably wait till 16 or so, or 17, I hope. But, you know, your hormones don't let you wait. Mama, don't let your hormones make your daughter pregnant. Oh, yeah. But then if a guy came, like, brought my daughter home, went, oh, well, we had a lot of fun. Yeah, we had fun, Mr. Lytle. I'd be going, I'd give the stink eye.
More than the stink
eye. I'd give the stink eye, like, I know what you're doing. Son of a bitch. Gave my daughter the business. Oh, well. Now, though, women took away a surefire, society took away a surefire indicator that someone has been giving your daughter the business.
The business.
You know. Yeah. So everybody trims now. There's no way to get busted. Damn it. All fathers should demand their daughters not trim. So then they could be up on things, you know. Find out what these kids are up to. These no good. Oh, well. Yeah. Nikki, when did you start going? When did you go from...
What?
Because, well, you'd be what? You're in your 40s now, right? So that means you would have been young around 90s?
I don't understand what you're saying.
All right, listen. So when did you start getting sexually active? Like 90? 90s?
In the 90s. Yeah.
Okay. So was that an era when they trimmed?
Would they... What?
Was it an era of trimming, or was it still...
Trimming.
Okay. So you weren't old enough to get busted, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, girls who are right now, you know, hitting mid to late 40s, they know what it's like. They started right in that era of, trimming. Now, there was a time, you go back and you watch, like, 70s porn, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, when I first started looking at porn, when I was at, you know, like 13 or whatever, 14, whenever you smuggle magazines, you know, I found a bunch of magazines, like Cherry and We and Hustler, Penthouse, you know, I found some, we found them somewhere. We were in Gillespie, and we found them. I can't remember where it was. We basically stole them, you know. Like, someone had a stash, you know. And we were out, and it was winter, and we were, I don't know, we just went into this little building, or this little shack. I think it was a shack that was right off the creek. Oh, good heavens, it was horrible. And we went in there, and there was a bunch of dirty magazines. So my brother and I swiped the magazines, brought them home, you know, and hid them underneath his mattress, which I convinced him to do because I was positive my mother saw the books, you know, and I wanted her to know that they were his. So I didn't want her to know that I didn't want to get any blame for the books, you know, because at 13, you know, you don't want to. If you ever get caught, you want to make sure it's your brother that gets the blame, you know. Oh, I don't know what those books are, Mom. But then again, as we've documented before, my brother was a pervert. He was caught fiddling himself to a JCPenney catalog. I had the books.
Let me try
right?
something.
All right, go ahead and try it.
I'm gonna hang up and then I'll call back.
All right, go right ahead. I'm going to finish my story for the listeners. All right. So, you know, my brother had the books underneath his mattress, you know, which I was the one who talked to him. Well, why don't you put them underneath your mattress, you know? And I forgot the reasoning I used, but he was okay with it, you know. And so then I, you know, you'd grab the books and use them. But even when you're a little kid, it's like, these books back in the 70s, okay, like you would look at the books, but there was so much, like, growth, you know, like girls with, you know, afros between their legs, like you couldn't see anything else, you know, all you'd see is afros. So I was like, I wouldn't even know what I'm looking at, you know. And then when I first saw, like porn, it was during the era of, you know, these girls, there was afros between their legs. So I really couldn't see any genitalia. You just saw the hair. And you have to, these porn stars with the bad mustaches, these guys in the 70s, they'd have to part the seas like they were Moses. And the first few times I saw this, I'm like, where are they putting that? What do you know? Because I certainly hadn't seen any female genitalia to this point. And so I was very, when I was young, I was very unclear. Thank God I wasn't one of these molested middle schoolers where the teacher's banging everybody, you know. Because I wouldn't have known what to do. I'd have no idea. The teacher'd be like, what are you doing? You're just rubbing it in my hair. Well, isn't that what I'm supposed to do? So finally, when they started trimming, you could see everything, you know. Thank God. So I wouldn't know what to do. So I don't know who that first person was. I don't know who the groundbreaker, like who that groundbreaking woman was who decided she would, you know, who looked down and said, you know what? I have very attractive genitalia, but no one can see it because all they see is this giant bush. So I'm going to take this razor, I'm going to cut all that stuff off, and I'm going to shape it. You know, I don't know who that great pioneer is. I'm being told that it is that it was Marilyn Chambers. Oh, I remember Marilyn Chambers. Very attractive. That Marilyn Chambers was the pioneer. She's Susan B. Anthony of porn, you know. Maybe we should put her on, like, the quarter or something. Because she did that much for America. This is an American moment. This is an American moment. I'm Bill Curtis. Let's hear it for Marilyn Chambers. So here's one of the first mainstream stars of pornography who decided to shape her pubic hair. Miss Chambers, using a straight-edge razor right from the barber shop and thick white shaving cream, decided, it's time for people to see my full-on genitalia. So I'm going to shave all this bushy hair off. After doing that, it became the norm in the United States of America. Something that differentiates us from the animals and from women in other countries. This is to you, Marilyn Chambers, a true original American. There you go. That could be like the History Channel or the Discovery Channel. It was Marilyn Chambers. She was the one who first decided, you know, how to trim up the punani. So thank you. Thank you, Marilyn Chambers, who I understand is dead now. So, you know, wherever you may be, or, you know, thank you. You never know. Nikki is back. Hello, Nikki.
Hello. It's a little bit better.
Well, good.
Are you still on the webcam?
Yes.
It says that could interfere with the Skype.
It's not even, they're not even connected.
It says that if you're webcamming and Skyping at the same time.
I don't have a webcam. I'm using my phone.
Hmm.
Aha, Nikki.
Aha.
Yeah, no, I'm not webcamming.
I updated to the latest version of Skype. It's a little bit better.
Oh, good. Good idea. It's a calm. God, my hair is so... It's feathered, I swear. It's feathered. I have 1970s hair. It really is the worst.
Because it was getting so bad, I couldn't even understand what you were saying, so...
Well, I was talking about pubic hair, so you're probably better
off. I know. I knew that's what you were talking about, but I didn't know individual words of what you were saying.
You're probably better off not knowing.
That's why I was so quiet. Because I was trying to concentrate on what you were saying, and I couldn't get anything.
I did do a tribute to Marilyn Chambers that I think was very nice. You know, taking her pioneering.
I don't know who that is.
She was a porn star in the 70s. This is Bill Curtis, sighed Nikki. The first porn star to trim her bush.
Oh.
Making it the norm and making American women even sexier.
Cleaner and fresher.
Yeah, didn't stink as much. And, most importantly, it kept fathers from knowing you were giving their daughter the business. Because you weren't going to drop off the girls at night and then going,
nice.
Because the father would find out, you know.
Right.
That young chap's been giving my daughter the business. I'm going to kick his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The coffee's good today. Mmm. My wife made me coffee before she left. Because she loves me so much.
Well, that's nice that you have some coffee and that she made it for you.
Yeah. You know, it's nice.
Are we going to discuss the elephant in the room?
What is the elephant? Okay, hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Let me figure it out. Okay. All right. Elephant in the room.
Because
okay.
It's going to get discussed.
All right, hold on. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. What is the elephant in the room? What should we discuss? Let me think.
Something you made a huge deal about.
Oh, what did I make a big deal? On one of the older shows, I made a big deal about it?
No. Saturday night, all over Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so Saturday. I'm glad you brought this up.
Yes.
By the way, you're listening to The Morning Disaster, morningdisaster.net. The live feed also available on TuneIn Radio. On the TuneIn Radio app. And you can also download old shows. Any old show you want is available at morningdisaster.net in podcast form. It's a PG-13, sometimes R-rated show.
Sometimes.
Mr. Smith, your daughter and I had a good time. I wouldn't give her the business or anything. We do the show Monday through Thursday live, and then best of shows on Friday. And download the podcast. If you're watching this on Facebook and you missed the first part of the show, download the podcast, and you'll know what we're talking about. And say you're listening and you have to leave, download the podcast later, and you'll get the rest of the show. Okay. So Saturday. Yeah, I was not in a good mood, and I'll explain why.
No, you aren't.
Because my daughter...
when I was talking to you offline, you wouldn't even... You're like...
Oh, I was cranky, you know.
You were.
So, you know, I had stuff to do. You know, I was messing with this new computer and setting up everything. And then I was also... I had stuff going on with Elbros, the mold remediation company, you know. My brother had a job, and so I was... You know, doing all the, there's a lot of groundwork that goes with every mold job, you know, there's testing and you got to mix the chemicals. It's a whole pain in the ass. So I was doing that. And then my wife says, Bella and I were planning on going shopping in St. Louis. Now, this is just between us, between you and me. There's one place that's off. Well, there's a couple of places that have offered me radio jobs, all right? One, I'm very passive-aggressive. I don't want to go there, so I keep, like, ignoring their phone calls.
Right.
Like, oh, you know, like, I just won't pick up. Like, I know that's who's calling, but I don't pick up.
Right.
Because I don't, because they've talked to me through email and stuff, and I just tell them, oh, I'm super busy, you know, blah, blah, blah. I won't tell the truth because it sounds like a great company and it's a great radio station, but the town is just too, I'll be honest. It's too cold.
Is it the one you told me about?
Did I tell you the name of the place where the city was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it is. Yeah. Well, now this new place has sort of popped up, you know, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'd actually go there. That's you know. And originally I thought when I first heard about it and I was first contacted about it, I thought, you know what? I might go there but I'd like to know something about the town. Now, it's within driving distance of here. The first place is not. I'd have to fly, you know. And I hate flying. So I'm like, you know what? I tell my wife, I said, yeah, there's a possibility for this town. So maybe we should drive out this weekend, take a day trip, or maybe just get a cheap motel or something. Which my wife, by the way, my wife would, cheap motels are out of the question.
You know? Right.
Oh, we're not staying. They could have bed bugs, or they could have cockroaches or whatever. Like, they're not going to have cockroaches. It's a freaking motel, you know. Yeah. My wife, because she'd want to spend $150 on a room, you know.
Right.
Which I don't have $150. So, but originally, like a couple weeks ago, I said, well, maybe we'll drive to this place and check it out. So if they do want to continue this conversation, then I know what I'm talking about with the city, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you can only learn so much online. You've actually got to physically go see it. And that's as much for me. That's for me. It's not even for them at all. But it's like, if I get there and I go, oh, God, I hate this place.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then why would I bother impressing them in other ways, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm so passive aggressive when it comes to getting a job or losing a job.
Right.
That I wouldn't speak up or whatever, you know. And this way, if I'm not interested, I can just say, yeah, you know, I'm really not interested. So, of which I don't know if I'm interested or not, but still, it was something we were going to do. So then it slowed up. You know, it's a long, getting hired in radio is such a long process, right? And I, like I said, I don't know if I want to do it or not. Because I've told you before, I want to do this. This is what I want to do, you know?
I know, but you've got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so I tell my wife, and by the way, this is for an afternoon job. So we still would have done this. I mean, this show still goes on, no matter if I live here or not. So then I tell my wife, like Thursday, I'm like, yeah, we're not going to go this weekend because, number one, we don't have the money. Number two, that's such a long process. What if I go and get my hopes up and then I don't want to do it? And then I said, and number three, the computer's broken for disaster. And I, you know, so I'm like, I just can't go.
Right.
So for me, that means, all right, no family trip. We're not going anywhere. So then my wife tells me, oh, but when you canceled the trip to blah, 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 Bella and I decided we were going to go shopping in St. Louis. Which, for problem A, we don't have money.
Right.
That doesn't really go good with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, we weren't going to go to that city to see where we could possibly move. So I might as well go shopping. I'm not sure. I'm still not sure how these two things equate, you know. But in her mind, they're one and the same. So they were going to go shopping. And which I wasn't all that happy about, you know, because, you know, all I saw was cash register signs in my eyes. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And for money, for them spending money we don't have.
Right.
So they go down to St. Louis. I'm already mad because I'm like, son of a bitch, they're going to spend all the money that we do have on nonsense. Which isn't the case, by the way. They actually, you know, they didn't spend that much. They only got like soaps and, you know, silly BS like that. It wasn't anything that expensive, you know. But at the time, you know, I didn't know. For all I knew, they were going there to buy homecoming dresses. By the way, I see it's August, all right? And kids haven't even gone to school yet. And this is just through Facebook. And I see other parents like, oh, had to buy my daughter a homecoming dress. I'm like, isn't it a little early? Right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
Usually it's after the state fair.
And I'll tell you something. When I went to school, we didn't dress up for homecoming. What the hell's that about?
Yeah.
And these kids, school hasn't even started. It doesn't start till like Wednesday. And they've already got homecoming dresses. And I'm like, and these are like for daughters. And I'm like, what if your daughter doesn't get asked the homecoming? Right?
So the homecoming is like in October or something.
Yes, I know. They're already buying dresses. I mean, that's a hell of an assumption. to, you know, that's a lot of pressure on your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what if your kid doesn't have a boyfriend or something, and you're going out and buying her a $1,000 homecoming dress? She's going to feel a lot of pressure to have a date, you know?
Right.
So you're begging that she go pick up, you know, that she make herself available to some loser. Next thing you know, it was nice meeting your daughter. You'd look like that. That's exactly who you want giving her the business.
Right.
That guy. So I see these people buying, and so I'm thinking, if they're going shopping for homecoming dresses, I'm going to be so angry. Because it's too early.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too early. It's too much pressure on a kid. Because it's going to force your daughter to say yes. You don't want to put your daughter in a situation to say yes. You want your daughter to say no. You know?
Right.
The first schlub that asks her, she's going to end up going with. They need to be more selective than that. And if the right guy doesn't come along, you should be okay to say, I'm going to go by myself, you know. So anyway, so I'm going, oh, God, they're not. So it turns out they weren't doing that, thank God. They were just going for some little knick-knack stuff, you know, like soaps. They go to that place that makes the bath bombs. I don't know if you're aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Lush.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you how that stuff doesn't give women yeast infections. I don't know what will, but it seems to be working okay. So while they're down there, Sean Swiper Balint calls them. All right? What a great friend he is. He doesn't talk to me first. Now, on Saturday, I had only eaten a little bit in the morning. I didn't have much of a breakfast. And, of course, I was working on the computer, and you know, I was doing some stuff like that, right? Or I was working on the old computer. I hadn't even started on the new one. I took a last-ditch effort at fixing the old one. Wasn't going to work, you know. And so this is going on Saturday. And then my wife calls me out of the blue. Or no, doesn't even call me. Text me. And says, someone called. Or I knew it was Sean. Mother effer. And he says, oh, I got two tickets to Paul McCartney. Isn't it convenient it was two tickets? Oh, I got two tickets to Paul McCartney and I can't use
them. Well, they usually come in pairs.
Well, the BS. I think he was saying, oh, well, I'll go with you, Sean, you know. Probably thought my wife would go with him or something. Because this whole thing was, oh, my girlfriend can't go, so.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said, oh, well, I'll take the tickets, she says. And he goes, oh, well, I'll mail them to you, email them to you. So my wife, then she calls me. I don't know if she was acting like she was going to ask or what, but she had already gotten the tickets by the time she called me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Swiper Balint had already informed me, you know, bragging about what a great guy he is. So my wife calls me and says, oh, yeah, I know we were supposed to be home at 5, which is what she told me. I'll be home by 5 so we can go do blah, 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 you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can eat and all this stuff. So instead, and we didn't have any food in the house, all right? That's the other thing. My wife says, well, I'll come home, I'll go to the store, and then we'll, you know. And I was like, okay. So I'm sitting home, and she says, so listen, Sean gave us, he didn't give a shit. I'm pretty sure she had to pay for him, you know. I got two tickets to Paul McCartney.
Right.
Which is awesome. Last time he was in town, we all went. I went, my wife went, my daughter went, you know. And even Sean went with us. He went too, so it was fun. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. No,
did Sean go?
No, no, he said
he couldn't. I was going to say, all he did was freaking Facebook about the Rams all night.
Yeah, his girlfriend couldn't go, so he didn't want to go without her, which I think is pretty nice for Sean. It shows he's actually, like, he loves this girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, which is rare for him. Usually Sean the only person Sean loves is Sean, you know. So, yeah, I think he just watched the Rams football game. So my wife basically tells me she and my daughter are going to go to the concert. You know?
Yeah.
And I have no say in this. Which I would say, go ahead and go, but I would try to guilt them a little bit, you know. Well, because it's going to affect me. Like, we don't have any food in the house. I'm not going to eat. I don't have any money, you know, because they've got everything. And so I was sitting home alone. And they're gone. By the way, they didn't get home till like 2 in the morning, you know, because of the traffic after the concert.
Yeah.
They're my favorite performer of all time, Paul McCartney. They're seeing McCartney. I'm sitting at home with the pets, who are pains in the ass. No food. And nothing on television. The Cubs had played in the afternoon, and it was horrible. I mean, really, there was nothing for me to do. I was bored to death. And then I knew the old computer was done. It just wasn't going to work, you know. And, you know, we'd be screwed. By the way, if it wasn't for, and I do want to thank, I want to thank the person that helped us out and got me the computer. But I don't know if I'm allowed to, so he knows who he is. And if it's allowed, I'd love to thank you publicly, but I don't know if I'm allowed to or not. So.
Right.
So you might want to keep it on the down low, you know. But anyway, it's really appreciative because I will figure out how to work it and get it going. But, yeah, so I'm home alone. So I go to Facebook, all right? And I put into Facebook, I'm like, you know, I'm starving.
Starving.
Starving, you know. Because I hadn't eaten. Well, then people are like, well, then get something to eat. I'm like, you dipshit. If there was something to eat, I wouldn't even put up the post. So then I start making jokes, you know. And I say things like, someone come by and check my house and clean up my body before my wife and daughter get home to see it after I die of starvation. Now, obviously a joke, okay? I'm making a attempted humor.
Right.
And this is why I hate Facebook. I really do. These jackasses are going on there. Well, why don't you get up and make something? Why don't you go, you know, go look whether your stove broke? Did your oven break? I'm hot trash bullshit. Oh, I just hate these fuckers with no sense of humor. It's like, learn how to take a joke. Jesus. Dirk, vote for Trump. Dirk. Yeah, so these guys, so they're jumping in. What are you, so lazy you can't get up and make a sandwich?
Right.
It's like, no, have your mother make the sandwich when she's leaving my house, fucker. I was so angry at some of these guys. Ugh. It was doing everything in my power to tell them not to F off. That's how angry I was. You know. Yeah, people who have, I don't know these people.
All I said to you was, quote unquote, you crack me up. There's no reason for you to be lost for a few hours without them, right? LOL.
Yeah.
I said, I know I'm mad I didn't get my cookout and had to settle for tuna helper, but still, LOL. You didn't even answer me.
Yeah.
You went offline.
Well, because I was busy deleting comments from assholes. So I was angry, you know? Like, don't clip it on my page and try to turn my joke into something. Because what I did is I put up pictures of sad cartoon animals.
Yeah.
Which was funny, you know.
Yeah, it was.
And here's the post. I go, someone please come by and collect my dead body before my wife and daughter return from their partying concert trip. I wouldn't want my starvation death to ruin their evening. Now, it is obvious I'm not going to die of starvation, you know.
Right.
I'm morbidly obese. I think I could probably live a good month.
I don't think anybody would die of starvation, whether they were big or not.
In 8 hours, I don't think anybody's going to die of starvation. So I obviously wasn't starving. I was making a joke. Now, most people like you understood it was a joke, right?
I know. And I did the little chubby kid with just won the wrestling saying, you can do it.
And it was funny, you know? And, like, people are, you know, some people are going, oh, poor Ray, and, like, you go, delivery, like, Ray, how about delivery? And even my wife got in there. Mm-hmm. And some people were like, oh, and then, you know, like, I don't think someone can starve that quickly. You know, like, people are just, they're joking along with me, you know? And, like, my friend Megan says, oh, my God, it's time for Deidre to cut the cord and let you fly or fall to the ground. You know what I mean? Which was funny. Mm-hmm. And then I pick up the picture. I put the picture up of Precious. It was, I put sad Precious up, which was funny.
Yeah.
And then Josh said, somebody call Sally Struthers, poor starving Ray. It's funny.
That was hilarious.
Right? That's funny. So then these other dickheads. Is there nothing in the kitchen? Or, you know, it's like, well, turn on the goddamn oven and makes it. Like, you know, and then it gets worse and people are like, you know, you're just one of these assholes. You make your wife do everything and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, ah, delete. Delete. So I had to delete like 10 people from going on there.
Oh, good Lord.
You know. Ugh. One guy, this is the problem with America. Too many lazy-ass Mexicans.
Oh, no.
This is why I'm voting for Trump. I'm like, are you serious? Are you putting a political statement on my joke?
That's funny.
So I had to delete assholes like that, right? So it put me in a mood.
I knew immediately it was because they were at McCartney.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew immediately that's what it was.
And I even put on, like...
Because you were stuck at home with a broken computer.
Yeah. And I had, I was putting up things like, hey, if you're at McCartney, tell my wife and daughter I said hello. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't hiding it. I was just having fun. I was just doing some jokes. So, you know, like 99% of the people understood the joke, right?
Yeah.
And were laughing and joining in. And then that 1% of assholes... Who, you know, were, who somehow think it was legit that I really thought I was going to starve to death. Oh, my God. It just, you know, I guess I shouldn't be shocked because there's always people out there who just have no sense of humor, you know, and have to ruin everything. Oh, I just, you know. Just want to slap them. Say, shut up. Get a sense of humor. So I don't mind my wife and daughter went to have fun. Big deal. I'm just making a joke. I'm bored. I need something to do. I got, you know, I put it out on Facebook. Nikki knew. We were laughing about it. She was texting me and putting stuff on Facebook. It was just nice, you know. It was a funny little thing. These people. Oh, there's only food in the house. Oh, my God. Dipshits. So, yeah. And then it was good. Like, I decided I wasn't that hungry. So, I'm like, I'm just not going to eat, right? Mm-hmm. Of which I was feeling pretty good because I didn't eat. And I was like, oh, man, I feel really good. But then my wife and daughter get home, you know. And it's really quiet, and, you know, I'm sleepy and just relax. And then they come home, it's a flurry of activity. Dogs are barking, lights are on. Immediately she turns the air conditioner to like 50. So I had it on a pleasant, I had it on a very pleasant 82. It was very comfortable for me Saturday. Mm-hmm. My wife comes home, oh, it's so hot in here. Whew, whew. And then immediately like, it's like, how she turned the air conditioner on. She didn't just turn it on. She cranked it, you know. She cranked that AC. I think it was on 50. It ran like that till we went to bed. So they get home. And after I told myself I wasn't going to eat, my wife goes, well, do you want something to eat? And I'm like, no, well, no, I'm good, you know. And she asks, oh, well, I stopped when we stopped at Jubel's on the way down, and I got you the cheese pocket, the cheese Danish. Now, that Jubel's cheese Danish in Litchfield, I don't know if you've ever had it. It's the most
amazing. I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me now? Hello? Hmm. You should be able to hear me. I don't know what's going on. But she stopped and got me the cheese Danish. So she gave me that. And that was fantastic, you know. So I ate that. So I took in all that carbohydrate.
Right.
Yeah. Hello. I don't know what's going on, Nikki. I didn't touch it. I didn't touch anything. I don't know what to tell you. So I ate that, and then I made me hungry. So
then
I'm like,
"Hang up and call back."
All right.
If you can hear me.
I swear I'm going to throw this thing through the window. I really am. So then I got hungry again, and I ended up eating like a hot dog. I'm like, "Oh man, I was doing so good." I could have gone to bed and, you know, I would have been so relaxed and would have felt good because I wouldn't have eaten. So then I eat the hot dog. So now I've eaten a cheese Danish and a hot dog. And then I'm like, oh, let me get some microwave popcorn. Next thing you know, all my, my not eating goodwill went flushed right down the toilet. Next thing you know, I'm laying on the couch going, oh, God, I'm so full. I shouldn't have eaten all that. I was doing so good. Oh, well. Yeah, so that's what I dealt with. I only say hi to some of the people in the Facebook Live. We've been doing the show on the Facebook Live video here for the last, I don't even know how long. I don't know. Half hour, maybe 40 minutes. Who knows? Let's see. DJ is saying cold pizza makes for good sleep. Yeah, you're right. I do. I love cold pizza. Cold pizza is so good. It's my favorite band, Cold Pizza. They do that. It was all yellow. Paul says, "Hey, if you can't see icicles in the house, Ray, turn the AC down." Well, you got that right. That's my wife's slogan. If you can't see icicles, then it's air conditioner's not working properly. Let's see. Ryan says, "I feel like after this read from Ray, we need the Saturday morning The More You Know slogan." Yeah. I'm Bill Curtis. This is The More You Know about how pubic hair started getting trimmed. Let's see. People talk about cleaning guns and giving me hints, telling me that I shouldn't have been clearing my throat in front of the fathers of girls I dated. Hello, Nikki.
I just did the Echo sound service or whatever for Skype.
Yeah.
And it says everything's fine on my end.
Well, my end's fine. I mean, the people have been listening to me the whole time.
It's something between you and me and Skype.
I don't know. Blaming me.
No.
It probably is. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
I can hear you fine now.
I don't know. I got a delay going on. And
thank you.
Thank you, George.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Can you hear George at least, Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Yeah, of course you do.
I can hear you fine now, too.
Yeah, I mean, everything's fine. It's just in my head, I've got this latency.
When you were talking, it was chopping up so bad, and then it finally just nothing.
I don't know. See, that's your Skype.
It's not my Skype, because yes. I just checked it out.
I think you do something wrong.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
I think she does too, George.
I have an updated version. I have went through all the bells and whistles and checked everything, and everything is fine.
I think you do.
I think she does too, George.
I think you do.
I think you need to check yours.
It's quite rude.
It is. She just assumes that I'm the problem.
You haven't done all the checks and bells and whistles.
Where am I going to check? What am I going to check?
Up my butt.
Thanks, Jimmy.
When you first sign in, there at the top it says Echo in Sound Testing Service, and you need to shut up.
No, I was laughing at Kramer. Kramer just put something in the chat room that made me crack up.
Up my butt.
Yeah. Oh, what do you do? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it needs to get fixed.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either. Either you're going to have to go solo or you're going to have somebody that can hear you.
I mean, I work on it after the show's over, but what am I going to do during the show? I got this delay, this latency in my ear. It's driving me crazy. It's getting to me.
You need to fix that too.
Yeah, but I don't know how. I'm telling you, people are sizist.
You need to get a hold of some engineers that you know.
Let me tell you something. This is a Fat 420 who listens to us every day. He does a show from, I don't know where he lives, Bloomington or wherever he lives, or somewhere up there. He says he's got Windows 10. He gets no delay. I don't know how that's possible, but he gets no delay. But yet I have this latency issue where I say something, it doesn't come back till like, you know, an eighth of a second later, and it throws me off. Oh, my God.
The only thing I can think of is to have my engineer come over.
Well, maybe you should.
And take a look at it, even though he says he don't know what's going on, but he was really tired last night.
Grammar lessons. If he says he don't know.
Shut up.
My ass is really sore.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, I don't know.
He was very tired and cranky last night by the time we got home.
You guys look like you're having fun. I saw your Facebook.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was a sobering moment, but...
Yeah, like I tell Nikki, I go, oh, you guys look like you're having a blast, like you're partying. She goes, I'm at the cemetery.
I was at my cemetery when my parents were laid to rest.
Oh, well, you look like you're having fun. I'm at the cemetery.
The road trip over there was.
Yeah, but I felt like a heel, you know. Like I'm telling you how much fun you're having. You're like, I'm at the cemetery looking at my dead parents' gravestones. I'm like, oh, God, you know. Well, now
it was a bad time.
Horrible.
When you called.
Was it the anniversary or something? I don't
know. No, I hadn't been over there in about 5 years.
Oh. I think our Facebook live feed just cut out.
Bet it's me. It's my fault.
Probably Nikki's fault. Sorry, everybody. Oh, Jesus. Forgive me.
Ugh.
Something went on the kafits or whatever. On the kibbits. Yeah, let me go jump on here really quick. Facebook Live went out, so I just want to tell people. Hey, everybody. Sorry, the Facebook Live went out. But if you want to listen to us, you know, go to morningdisaster.net and you can hear the rest of the show. Or download the podcast from today's show, which is August 15th, and you can hear everything back for those of you that missed the end of the show. Thanks, everybody, on Facebook Live. That was really cool. Thank you all for listening, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to go back to just finishing up the live show, audio only. Thank you. All right. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
I hope it didn't kill the, Is the other feed up, or what was going on? Did I lose it?
What?
Well, like, we were doing that Facebook Live show, you know? And it just died.
That's not good.
So I don't know if that's still there or what's going on, you know.
Oh, good God.
I don't know. So I'm saying I'm sorry if it's gone.
It's like you're driving a car without a license.
Yeah, everything's screwed up today. It really is. It's a mess. Oh, it's crazy what's going on, Nikki.
I know.
I don't even know how to explain.
The bugs will get worked out.
Yeah. Oh, well. Was it the anniversary or something?
Oh, No.
Yeah, it just died. Yeah. Yeah, the video feed we were running that was like an hour long or whatever, it just died.
Yeah.
None of it got saved.
What?
None of it seemed to have gotten saved.
You just played it.
Yeah, that's all it played was that little piece. That's it. That's all they played.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
So the entire show has not.
The audio got recorded. It just that whole Facebook thing. I like to put that up so people can replay it. And usually we get like 700 people replaying it. And we get nothing. Got nothing. Yeah. And it just disappeared. Oh, you fucker.
There's another drink.
Yeah, it's one of these days. What can I say? It's one of those days, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And the crazy flooding, and yeah. It's been a crazy, since we've been off the air, it's been craziness.
Nuts. It's a crazy day. I don't even know. I don't even know how it works.
We did go stand on top of a levee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Was it dry?
Yeah.
Did you drive a Chevy?
No, Toyota.
Oh, well.
The music did not die.
Yeah.
We listened to Van Halen all the way over there.
I did notice one of the videos you put up was little Van Halen, you know. Oh. So I'm being told that we went too long on Facebook Live. Like, it cut us off after... So we'd gone so many minutes, you know.
Oh.
See if the replay works. It doesn't seem to be working from the page, so. I don't know. Nikki, I just don't know.
I don't know either. You need to start consulting with people.
I do, yeah. I need an expert. I need an engineer, a sound professional.
I know.
To come tell me, Ray, here's why you have latency. There's drag and, you know, here's the problem. Blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But I know that he can tinker with it
live
long enough
with,
so that he might be able to get
the morning disaster. We had an hour and 6 minutes of a live video feed. That's yeah. Oh well.
Now you know you can't go longer than that.
Mm. Now I have people telling me what to do, but I've tried all the stuff they tell me, and I still get the latency. So I don't know.
You gotta sync up something somewhere.
I gotta sync up my kibitz. My hubitzes. I don't know. I'm making up words.
Yes, you are.
A play double says, Ray, have you thought that maybe your belching is destroying all the equipment? That could be it.
Could be.
He might be on to something. All I know is it says your Facebook Live video reached 100. We're 1,478 people.
Oh, wow.
But that's all it says. Hopefully it'll be available for replay later. Who knows? Who knows, Nikki?
I don't know.
Anyway, we should probably wrap up the show. My hope is, oh, God, I pray that I don't go back to listen to this show and, like, nothing recorded or something, you know. That would be the worst.
Yeah.
It really would be. It would be the icing on the cake.
I think I would hear the F word all the way from where you're at.
Oh, yeah. It would be the pièce de résistance.
Everybody around here would be like, what was that? And I'll be like, oh, no, the show didn't save.
I've gas so bad. I should fart. I've never farted on the microphone.
I'm gross.
I have to let one go. I really do. I don't think you'd be able to hear it, though. Yeah, I know. My fear would be
shart.
Something fighting to come out, you know. So I guess I'm not. And it feels like I got a fart, but, you know, there's nothing really coming out. So maybe I just got to push one out, you know.
Yeah, there you go. What a great way to
go. Oh, boy. To wrap up the show, Corey sent me a question. Says, Ray, I have a question. The first time I met my wife's father, he was cleaning a few of his guns. Did you ever have a girl's father have guns out or was cleaning guns when you came around to take his little girl out? I remember 3 girls that I dated that I actually went out with, like, you know, went out with a lot for more than like a month, you know. And all their fathers had guns. and talk to me about their guns, you know. Mm-hmm. But I, like I told people, I grew up in Macoupin County. You know, everybody has guns, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, what are you doing? I'm going shooting. All right, cool, you know. It's like back, you know, when, in the 80s, nobody gave a shit, you know.
Right.
I always wanted a gun, but I didn't have enough money to buy one because they were expensive, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember everybody having guns, and one guy, like, showed me his guns, mm-hmm. but I never took that as a threat. Here's the thing that, like, this one guy, my brother and I dated sisters. Oh, my God. Forgive me. More than once, by the way, my brother and I dated sisters, my brother Rob. And we went to this girl's house, or to pick him up. We went to pick up both girls. And their dad was out. And he said, I think I told this, I might have told you this story. They're really nice family, nice girls too, just really, you know, just, you know, young puppy love that we all have. But so I go in, and the guy is sitting at the kitchen table. And like I said, he was really nice. The girl's mother was really nice, nice family. But the guy says, he goes, if you mess with my daughters, all right, then I'll, he looked at me and he said, he looked at my brother Rob, he goes, I'll pull your arms off, and then he looks over to me and he says, and I'll beat you to death with them. You know, and I can't, and what I eventually said was, I think I said, well, I guess at least I'll die with arms. I didn't know what to say, you know. And my brother Rob's like, so I wouldn't have arms, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's just looking at us, and I'm like, no, I think, yeah, but I said, you'd have to live with no arms. At least, like, I would still have arms, but I'd be dead. And Rob goes, and so my brother Rob, so, you know, we're doing like an Abbott and Costello routine.
Yeah.
While this guy's trying to, like, scare us.
Yeah.
And then Rob goes, hey, man, when you die, can I have your arms? And the guy's just looking at us like, oh, my God. These guys are going to give my daughters the business.
Yeah. My dad and my brother threatened my first boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm not going to threaten.
Said he'd if they hurt me if he hurt me they would rip his balls off and feed it to him or something like that or
I don't think I'm gonna be like that. I don't think I'll be like that with my daughter.
I was humiliated.
Yeah, not gonna. I trust my daughter, you know. But I will say, hey, I better not hear you give my daughter the business. No giving of the business.
Right.
That's all I'll say.
Yep.
I'm not going to threaten to rip off anyone's arms and beat there another person with them. You know. Hey, man, when you die, can I have your arms? My brother was funny. He really was the funny one, you know.
Yeah.
He's the one who passed away, but
yeah.
Oh my God,
I remember him.
I wish I was as funny as him. Me, Bodine, Foon, none of us as funny as my brother Rob. Oh well. All right. Well, we should probably wrap it up. Show's been going on for an hour and 45 minutes.
Yep.
And I think an hour and 30 of it's been shitty, but that's all right. You know, I think that the cunnilingus bit was pretty good.
Oh, God. You're bringing back traumatic memories of the hacking.
Yeah, you've been through it. Listen, anyone who's ever given oral sex, especially in the 90s and 80s,
mm-hmm.
they've had the gags, you know.
There's always been a short and curly stuck in the back of your throat.
Yep. It's horrible. I've been there.
Been there, done that.
Women started shaving, you know, and all that went away. Because their hairs are very, you know, there's just no hair anymore. Thank God, by the way. That was a mess. Ugh. Women are probably wondering that, why aren't men giving us cunnilingus in the 70s? I'll tell you why. Too much hair. Oh, well. If only I had a time machine, I'd go back and warn everyone. Ladies, if you want the man to do the business, you better...
And it's the same for the men.
Trim it up.
Trim that shit. Makes your cock look bigger.
Yeah, who cares? You got a woman. You know, it is what
it is. I care. I'm not going down there if it's a jungle.
Well, you guys hear that? If you expect Nikki to give you the business, you better trim up the hair.
I don't feel like gagging on ragweed.
Down my throat, trying to get it. Fish for the hair.
Oh well. That wraps up. Be back tomorrow at 8:30 a.m.
Yeah. Everybody have a nice lunch.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. Get the pubic hair out of your mouth. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.